Thank you and good afternoon. Law enforcement are looking for 25-year-old Vincent Ortiz, who helped his father flee the scene of a shooting in Hoopa on Saturday. After meeting with a 31-year-old male victim who suffered a gunshot wound, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies, along with CHP and tribal police, responded to a residence on Redwood Grove off of Pine Creek Road. Officers located a 73-year-old man and a 29-year-old man who also suffered gunshot wounds. Witness reports claim that 52-year-old Rodney Ortiz shot the victims with a handgun and fled the scene in a Toyota with Vincent Ortiz. All three victims were transported to a hospital in Redding. The 73-year-old victim remains in critical condition, and the 29-year-old is in serious condition but is stable, while the 31-year-old victim was treated and released. Sunday, the truck was located off of Summer Street in Eureka, abandoned. Rodney Ortiz was found in the Winco parking lot later that night and was detained at gunpoint. Ortiz was booked for attempted homicide, and his bail was set at $1.5 million. Vincent Ortiz remains at large and is considered armed and dangerous. The coroner's office has identified the victim of two Saturday morning crashes on Highway 101 just south of the Samoa Boulevard exit in Arcata as 30-year-old Eureka man Mitchell Ford. Ford was headed southbound when, for unknown reasons, lost control of his vehicle and hit the center divider. His pickup truck traveled over the divider and into the number one northbound lane. Ford then got out of his vehicle and was standing alongside when he was hit by a northbound vehicle. The driver of that vehicle was 30-year-old Crystal Sanders of Fortuna, who struck Ford, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he suffered. Both collisions remained under investigation by the California Highway Patrol. The Arcata Police Department is seeking the public's help in locating 16-year-old Gabriel Borg, who went missing around 6 a.m. this morning. Borg was last seen near the Motel 6 in the Valley West area of Arcata. He has been diagnosed as autistic and suffers from mental health issues. Borg is currently off his medication and is considered at risk based on his medical condition and recent suicidal statements. Borg is a white male juvenile, 5'6 and 190 pounds with black shoulder-length hair, hazel eyes, and currently has a full beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Over the weekend, a county sheriff's sergeant arrested Dennis Hicks, who was in the parking lot of Ray's Food Place off of Redwood Drive in Garberville. The sergeant recognized Hicks while on foot patrol. A probation search of Hicks' person turned up 2.4 grams of methamphetamine. The sergeant also found a meth pipe and 15 pounds of marijuana and drug paraphernalia in Hicks' vehicle. Hicks was arrested and booked into county jail for possession and parole violation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, local chapters of the California Land Surveyors Association and professional engineers in California government sponsored the annual TrigStar math competition at McKinleyville High School. The competition consisted of 19 participants solving various math equations and trigonometry problems. The top six competitors received cash awards as courtesy of the PECG. Marissa Glore placed first, while Sierra Wood and Sean Ross placed second and third, respectively. Connor Trump placed fourth, while Mia Pambianco and Mako Bazenstein tied for fifth. The Redwood Coast Jazz Festival is celebrating its 25th year, and the celebration kicks off on Thursday, with the festival running through Sunday. Over that quarter of a century, sponsors like us here at Eureka Radio have helped their festival donate more than $100,000 to local youth music programs and more than $300,000 to local senior programs throughout the county. The name has changed, however. It's no longer the Redwood Coast Jazz Festival, but the Redwood Coast Music Festival, and it promises the same weekend of music and fun it brings each year. The city of Eureka is looking at the feasibility of developing a new cold storage facility that would be used by local businesses. The city, working along with Greenway Partners, is meeting with stakeholders, primarily the local fishing industry, to survey the need for such a facility, and the public is welcome to add their input as well. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.